were his old amigos, Los Chimichangos.
Hola, Scapito.
Don Diego, the biggest of the small ones, grinned.
We have been waiting for you, dude.
Si, Scapito, said Poquito Tito. Yesterday morning, we left the house to buy some beans, and at night when we returned, a Bobolito was in La Casa Perito.
Not in the little dog house, exclaimed Scapito.
Uh-huh, said Poquito Tito. He's a fanatica, and so dramatica, and he bubbles and nods in our attica.
He must be a pain in the sciatica, said Scapito.
He's a yes man, added Don Diego.
And then all of the doggies nodded, uh-huh, 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 uh-huh.
A jambolito pain, agreed Polka Dot Tito.
And you are just what the dog door ordered.
This made the Puchitos feel so good that they all began to sing and dance.
First you shake the music way up loud, then you nod your head up and down, and wag your local tail back and forth to the chimichangarama and the cha-cha-cha.
Stop it! You're killing me, dudes, said Scapito.
Enough of the monkey business, said Poquito Tito as he pulled Scapito outside and over to a giant tortilla.
Lie down and close your eyes, ordered Poquito Tito.
¿Por qué?
Asked Scapito nervously.
Because, dude, said Poquito Tito, at 5 o'clock, Abuelo Crispito will spill the frijoles.
Not the beans again, said Scapito.
At 5 bells, a chihuahua as